The death toll continues to climb from last week's flooding in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The U.S. Agency for International Development reports that at least 1,068 people are dead, 1,600 are missing, and 25,000 are in need of emergency food and other forms of assistance. In the Dominican Republic, 414 are dead and 274 are missing, all from the town of Jimani. A key factor in the widespread destruction is the extensive deforestation and the presence of settlements along the floodplains of rivers. The flooding was driven by intense rainfall. A low-pressure system originating in Central America brought exceptionally heavy rain and thunderstorms to Haiti and the Dominican Republic from May 18th to the 25th. Rainfall exceeded 500 millimeters, or 19.7 inches, along the border areas of Haiti and the Dominican Republic during that period. At the town of Jimani, Dominican Republic, 250 millimeters, or 10 inches, of rain fell in just 24 hours, causing the Soli River to overflow its banks from May 24th to the 25th. The heavy rainfall resulted in flash flooding, and extensive debris flowed over the entire region. Swollen rivers and debris cut off many of the roads traversing the area along the base of the mountains. This made it difficult for humanitarian relief workers to rescue stranded people and deliver badly needed food, medicine, and supplies to residents. The storm and flood also caused landslides in a few places. Now people want to know, how often do floods and related landmass movements that cause casualties occur in Haiti? Analysis of the past data shows that major floods in the Dominican Republic and Haiti are now a near-annual event. Since 1986, 12 lethal events have occurred on the island.